From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Dan Friedman in the Albany Times-Union reports that after special counsel Robert Mueller pointed out May 29th that it's up to Congress to impeach a president who has clearly committed crimes, none of the Hudson Valley representatives in the U.S. House of Representatives changed their opinion. They are united, a Republican and three Democrats, all against impeachment. Representative Antonio Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck, said, and I quote, "I did not come to Washington to impeach the president. However, I also did not come here to have the president steamroll Congress's constitutional duty to protect the rule of law and pursuit of truth wherever it might lead," end quote. Representative Elise Stefanik, a Republican from Schuylerville, agreed impeachment is not required, but only commented on Mueller's listing Russian interference in the 2016 election. Stefanik said, and I quote, "There was clear and intentional meddling in our elections by Russia, and Congress must hold them accountable. That's why I have already introduced four bills this Congress to combat Russian interference in our democracy," end quote. On May 28th, Paul Tanko held a town hall meeting only about climate change at Hudson Valley Community College. He did not address impeachment and has only rarely commented on the Mueller report. On May 9th, Tanko, who represents Albany County and other counties, said, and I quote, "The special counsel's team found ample evidence of troubling and possibly illegal activity by the Trump campaign, including numerous actions that could amount to obstruction of justice," end quote. But the congressperson has not endorsed impeachment. On May 22nd, Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, a Democrat in the Southern Hudson Valley, said, and I quote, "Stay the course," end quote, referring to the current plan from Democratic leadership in the U.S. House to continue to investigate the president without calling it impeachment. After Mueller spoke May 29th, Maloney said, and I quote, "I have one simple request. Read the report. Listen to it on tape. Call my office and we'll read it to you," end quote. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who is also running for president, stepped up her calls for impeachment hearings after Mueller spoke May 29th. Gillibrand said in the statement, and I quote, "The White House has repeatedly stonewalled Congress's ability to take basic fact-finding steps and make an informed decision. Combined with the fact that Robert Mueller clearly expects Congress to exercise its constitutional authority and take steps that he could not, it's time for Republicans and Democrats to begin impeachment hearings and follow the facts wherever they may lead," end quote. New York's other senator, Chuck Schumer, has not called for impeachment. Mueller said on May 29th, and I quote, "If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so," end quote. Lorna Chirot Littleway is reporting for the Columbia paper on the efforts of businessman Steve Bluestone to use solar energy to power his new business in Hillsdale. Bluestone spoke to the Hillsdale Town Board at its May 14th meeting about his soon-to-open brewery and restaurant at 32 Anthony Street. He described the problem as a, and I quote, "historic building on a postage stamp lot," end quote, saying also that solar panels on roofs, and I quote, "are not historic," end quote. Bluestone provided board members with a 3-page chart of town parcels that could possibly accommodate solar panels. His design calls for smart panels that pivot and 14 poles with a maximum height of 20 feet. He said that he would lease the parcel from the town for the life of the panels, estimated to be 30 years. The most desirable parcel is located where the town plans to expand a sewer district. Supervisor Peter Chipkowski, who also asked about the potential reactions by the site's neighbors, asked, and I quote, "What if the town wanted to own its own solar system?" end quote. In addition, Hillsdale's zoning laws restrict maximum pole height to 15 feet. Bluestone admitted his request is, and I quote, "a long shot," end quote. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Joseph Spector is reporting for the Democrat and Chronicle. New York counties may end up having a choice on whether or not to allow for sales of marijuana within their borders. So far, the majority of New York's 62 counties are still on the fence, including Greene, Albany, Ulster, and Dutchess counties, and have not determined whether to opt out of marijuana sales. The leaders of six counties have already indicated they would not allow marijuana sales locally, including Columbia County. In January, Governor Andrew Cuomo's proposal to legalize marijuana included letting counties and the largest cities in the state opt out of marijuana sales. He said local communities should have a choice. The Democrat-controlled legislature has yet to decide whether it will pass the measure before the session ends on June 19th. It appears increasingly unlikely that a deal can be reached before lawmakers leave Albany for the year, Specter writes. Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins told reporters in early May, and I quote, "I don't know that we will have a resolution by the end of session," end quote. Read the full story in the Democrat and Chronicle. Representative Antonio Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck, holds his 14th town hall meeting in New York's 19th congressional district on June 1st. This one is in Schoharie County in the town of Middleburg. Delgado lets everyone attend and anyone ask questions. Previously, he live web-streamed his town hall meetings through Facebook Live, but did not provide a web stream for his town hall meeting May 28th in Ulster County. The town hall is at 4 p.m. June 1st in the Middleburg Fire Department at 127 Railroad Avenue in Middleburg in Schoharie County. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. The local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.